Wade Phillips is a very successful coach, and in fact, he was the head coach of six NFL teams. If you count the interims, that's more than anyone in history, and you can now call him an author. He has a book called Son of Bum, of course, growing up with his dad, Bum Phillips, who was, of course, the iconic coach for the Houston Oilers. Wade, thanks for being on the show. You know, it's funny, when I heard you were going to be on, the first thing I thought of was when I watched you on Hard Knocks, there were times when they called in the young men to cut them in camp, and you would get teary-eyed. I thought that was, I don't know, I found that very endearing that, you know, you were breaking these guys' hearts, and you could have been very cold about it, and it's a hard part of the business. But it just showed that you really cared about your players, even these fringe guys. What do you think about that?
Well, hey, Rick, it's about people, you know. I mean, it's relationships and people. You know how much they worked for their dream, and some of them can't make it physically or mentally or whatever it is. But you got to feel for people. I don't think you go through life without feeling for people.
No doubt about it. Now, being 54 when I was growing up, Love You Blue was in effect and just taking the world by storm, the Houston Oilers. They weren't able to get that title. But being as close as you were to your dad, when I say Love You Blue, I mean, that probably still sends a chill down your spine, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. Those were great times. You know, I was first started in the NFL coaching for my dad there, and all of a sudden the Urban Cowboy came on, and everybody was going Western, basically, and of course Houston, Texas, especially. And then the Oilers had never won, and so and of course they wore those powdered blue uniforms, and we won a lot of games, and the city just really got behind the team unbelievably, even when we lost, and that was a special time.
Yeah, it's a John Travolta movie, Urban Cowboy. Everybody had the cowboy
yeah.
hats.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
it, a few years ago, I had Dan Pastorini on my show, and he basically said, every game I played for the Oilers, I had broken ribs. And it just he was being
yeah,
a bit
did.
Dramatic,
sure
but
did.
was that true?
Oh yeah, he was the first one to wear a flag jacket, I guess you call it.
Yeah.
They made it specially for him because he did have broken ribs, and went ahead and played. And of course, he was a heck of a player, though.
Well, it was heartbreaking for me as a Raider fan when they made the trade for Kenny the Stabler, because the Snake Stabler, he was my hero, and of course it didn't work out for Dante out here in his home Bay Area. But what was that like when you got the Snake down there in Houston? Because, you know, I was at that wild card game in Oakland, the one where Tony Frisch missed a field goal and all that. What was it like when you had the Snake?
Well, first of all, you know he was a character, but you know, I've been in it a long time now. We got Stabler. He didn't know the playbook, didn't know any of the players. First day of practice, 7-on-7, they call it, you know, the passing. We had a really good defense. The passing drill the first day, now he didn't know any of the players or any of the players. He hit, and I'm honest about that, he hit every pass. Every single pass was complete. And it was amazing. His accuracy was just unbelievable. And that's why, you know, I always thought, well, he should be in the Hall of Fame. And something, they finally got him in. But with 2 minutes left in the game, that's the guy you wanted with the ball because you couldn't stop him.
I completely agree. This book is about your dad. And, you know, a lot of times fathers and sons, they don't get along. But you guys had a great relationship. You wanted to do what your dad did. You were a great success at it. I was at Super Bowl 50 when you got that ring finally. What were some of the things, because we all know the famous Bum Phillips quotes, and they're great quotes, but what are some of the things that you think about even today you still hear your dad in your head?
Oh, I think, you know, just like most people, all your right and wrongs in life, you know, come from your parents or somebody that influenced you. But all my football part was, you know, my whole livelihood is patterned after things that I learned from him. and football itself, I think, you know, being in it teaches people, you know, the right things, you know, work hard, be a good teammate, you know, on and on about, you know, the tough get, you know, when the tough get going when you need to and those kind of things. So, it's a great sport to be associated with.
A couple more questions for Wade Phillips' new book, Son of Bum. You know, we talk a lot about a Wade Phillips defense, and I just talked about Super Bowl 50 with Von Miller and what a great job you did with Denver. How much of that Wade Phillips defense that we talk about, how much of Bum is in there, would you say, Wade?
Oh, some of it. I mean, when I was with the Oilers, we were the first team to play the 3-4 defense full-time, first and second down, you know. So we've been doing it a long time. So that just that part, just the alignment itself, you know, came from him. And then, you know, some of the things that we ran then, we run now. But I think the key part of it was, and that's what he taught me, is it didn't matter about the scheme, is about the players. So fit the players into what they can do rather than the scheme you have. So that was the important part.
You know, I'm a big 3-4 guy. I remember the Raiders went in the Super Bowl with Reggie Kinlaw, nose tackle. I just think I like having two middle linebackers. When you run a 4-3, your Mike linebacker has to be such a stallion. It's almost too much pressure on him. So it's nice to hear you talk about the 3-4 a little bit there, Coach.
You're right. The middle linebacker has to be a great run player and a big, strong guy, and then has to be able to cover in a 4-3. So it takes a special guy. Takes a Keekley or somebody like that, and you just don't get all those guys very often.
Yeah, and he just retired. You were with the Cowboys, Jerry Jones was, you know, such a character, and he definitely cared about football, and he played a little in college, so, you know, he knows a little bit. He's got his son Steven there helping him not draft Manziel but taking Zach Martin. But you guys had a pretty good relationship from what we all saw on the outside. What was it like working for a guy like Jerry?
It was good and real good in a lot of ways. And, you know, like you say, he's a family guy with really most of his family's in the organization. And, you know, they're great and they get you in that situation that you're part of their family. So, that part of it was really good. And then the football part, he wants to win, you know. Now, he'll listen. He's a good listener and, you know, depends on who he's listening to sometimes, but you know, he wants to win. And, you know, any owner that'll pay money to try to get players, to keep players, you know, I like. You know, some of them are bottom line guys. He's definitely not that.
I know you got to run, so just one more question. When your dad was the head coach and the GM, and I think he did that for about 5 years, and other people have tried it, you know, Holmgren in Seattle and others. What, I mean, those are two full-time jobs that he was trying to do, and he did it very well for 5 years. But what was that like? How taxing was that on him?
Well, I don't know. He never did say. I mean, but he did have an assistant general manager that did all the contracts because he had been with Sid Gilman in San Diego, and Sid was the general manager too, and so. But Sid did all the contracts, and if you know players, they, you know, when you're talking about money, and some of them didn't like Sid because he didn't give them the money they wanted. So my dad did a smart thing. At least he had another guy do all the contract stuff, even though he was the final guy to say it. They didn't get mad at the coach for not giving them the money. So that's kind of that story.
Yeah, no doubt about it. All right, we have been speaking with Wade Phillips, and he's written Son of Bum with Vic Carucci. You can check it out. It's also audiobook as well. Wade, congratulations on the project. I'm sure this was a labor of love talking about your dad like this. So football fans, we really appreciate it. Congratulations.
Yeah, thanks. Well, yeah. Get me on Twitter at Son of Bum, and let me know how you like the book. So anybody. So I appreciate it.
Great stuff. Thanks. There it is on Twitter at Son of Bum. Okay, Coach, thank you very much.